And I have been telling you about our guests that we were coming in this afternoon, and they are here sitting in front of me. And they are a group of four men from Sardinia who are a multi-part singing group from the Scano di Montiferro, and they sing vocal singing that's called concordu, and they have been together since 2002, and they are here, I think, in honor of the ethnomusicology conference as well as their debut performance in the United States at the Outpost Performance Space this Friday night, November the 16th, here in Albuquerque. And Diego Pani, who is a PhD student from Canada, correct? Yeah. He is here as well, because I think he's studying them and maybe is friends with them. He can tell us more. And so I would like for you guys to introduce yourselves, and if you'd like to introduce the group, and then we can talk a little bit about ethnomusicology and concordu and your singing in the group.
Okay.
Yes.
You guys have such a great playlist, by the way.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yes, I'm Diego Pani, and I work as an ethnomusicologist. I'm from Sardinia Island, and from about 10 years, I'm studying and collaborating with these guys that are four singers from Scano di Montiferro in Centro Sardinia, a little but really, really nice village from Centro Sardinia. And they sing the traditional multi-part singing of Scano di Montiferro that is called concordu. Concordo defines both the result of the singing and the group itself. So they are concordos as battle colonnas. And first time in North America for SEM, but to participate in different UNM classes in all the week, doing some workshops, some lectures, and a master class with UNM chores in next Sunday. So we are really thrilled to be here, and I think that I can pass the mic to Antioco, that is the basso, one of the parts of the group.
The basso, like bass.
Yes,
right?
Yes. Okay. The lowest part of the group.
Oh, okay. All right, Antioco. No, yes,
Antioco. Yes.
Okay,
you're right.
Yeah.
Hello everybody. I'm Antioco. I'm the lowest voice of the group, and Antonio is the highest voice, named in Sardinian language mezuoghe, half voice.
Okay.
Literally. And Stefano is the contra baritone, and Francesco is the singer.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay. So I see. Okay. I guess we'll see it more in practice when you sing for us. Yes.
Yes. And the name of the group is Sas Bator Colonnas, is the four columns, and is the name of the place where we go to do rehearsals.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
And in the place we have the columns. And so this is it's for this reason that we have the name of the place, because we are four, like four columns. Okay. Okay.
Right, like the pillars of the group.
Yes, we are just four.
Right. and you are, so this is your first time in the U.S. at all?
Yes, and we are very excited.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Good. And have you just been here in New Mexico the whole time?
The first time? We were in L.A.
Oh, okay.
Just 2 days, and now until Tuesday we stay here. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. And you and also this is your very first performance in the United States as well.
Yes, in the radio.
Yeah. Oh, and in radio too. Yeah. Well, yes. Very exciting. Well, yeah. I can't wait for you to sing, because you sounded lovely when you were practicing. And before I forget, I wanted to share this because I thought that you might appreciate it. Is a volunteer here from the station is actually in Bologna right now for a time. I don't know how long he's there, and he's Sicilian. But at any rate, he said his favorite beer is called
Ignusa
from Sardinia. So I thought you would appreciate that. Yes.
Yes.
And
it became now very popular in all Italy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yes, since a couple of years.
Yeah.
And I understand too that your singing or the singing is in Sardo. Is it called Sardo?
Sardinian.
It's not. So it's not Italian.
No.
No.
It's not Italian. It's Sardinian. Is a language. It's an official language of Sardinia.
Okay.
Like Italian.
Right. Right. Yeah. But that all the singing is in Sardo. It's not.
All the singings are in Sardinian language. Yes.
Which is called Sardo.
Sardinian.
Sardinian.
Sardu in.
Sardu.
In our language.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. And
the only exception for the singing, for the lyrics, is where there is ritual singing, mm-hmm. for the like Holy Week, for religious singing.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. When there are a couple of songs that are with a Latin text.
Oh, okay.
There is no Italian.
Right. And do you know each other from Sardinia? Or did you seek them out for your PhD? Or did you know them
okay,
before?
No. I am from another village.
Oh, okay.
It's from Sardinia. There uh-huh. is like 20 kilometers.
Yes, more or less.
From day one.
Okay,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And we became friends and I started to do this research about the singing.
And from what I read, it's a very old style of singing that's specific to Sardinia.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes. It's a very old singing.
And is it typically passed down from previous generations? My understanding is that you all taught yourselves or that you studied from video
No. We tried to sing just listening to the other friends that were singing before us. And we tried many times before to improve our technique, but there are no schools.
Right. So you just have to practice.
Yes,
you practice and
practice.
You practice.
Yes.
And are the songs all traditional? Do you write your own? I guess is what I'm asking. Do you compose your own
both.
Pieces?
Yes. There are traditional poetries and. And there are also texts that we write.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yes.
And the poster for the show that's here at the Outpost this Friday has you in very traditional garb, it looks like. Yes, was that for a special ceremony?
Yes, or? Diego probably can
explain. Yes, mm-hmm. They are the traditional and ritual costumes for the Holy Week.
Oh, okay.
That we are
yeah.
talking about. So they are dressing like this because they are singing during that photo.
Gotcha.
I took that
right.
photo.
Oh, okay.
During a procession, a ritual procession for the Holy Week.
Gotcha.
So it's only a matter of that ritual. That is a ritual that happens every year and the Friday before Easter.
Mm-hmm. So this Friday, do you have special? Do you have matching outfits that you wear?
We will be just in casual dresses.
Yes, okay.
Yes, yes.
All right. Well, I don't know if you would
Because we are not in the Holy Week.
Right. So Holy Week is the only... Well, you know, some performance groups have certain, you know, special outfits
yeah,
they
yeah.
might
we,
perform
we actually
in.
Discussed a lot about it.
Yes, uh-huh.
They discussed it a lot. And yeah. I think this is... To doing all this concert, like wearing blue jeans and yeah. just shirts.
Yeah.
It's okay because, for my position, it sends a message that it's this music is about contemporary world.
Mm.
It's nothing artificial.
Right.
Nothing that to be saved mm-hmm. or institutionalized. It's a music of our time.
Right. So. And is that what, you know, I'm wondering if you can... Diego or Antioco.
Yeah, Antioco.
I'm sorry.
You're very good.
It's not a normal name.
Yeah. Oh, I just want to make sure I get it right. Can you describe what is ethnomusicology? Like, how is it different than, I don't know if there's such a word as musicology, but I mean, is there... You know, it sounds like a very specific, there's a whole conference on it. Like,
yep.
What does it mean specifically?
Yeah, I will borrow the words of an important ethnomusicologist named John Blacking to say that ethnomusicology is the study about people making music. Ethnomusicology is an interdisciplinary approach to the study of music that considers music in its socio-cultural context, that considers how the performance of doing music affects people's lives and mm-hmm. people's relationship in a certain community regarding of class, gender, social context. So yeah, it's for me personally, it's a really good way to understand and to question myself about the value of music and in our communities and the value of music. Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, I would say too that music is probably one of the few things that is cross-cultural worldwide. Like you can go to music and see music in Africa or listen to all these music, all this different music that's not in your language and you don't understand and you still enjoy it and people still dance to it and they communicate with each other sort of through that music, right?
Yeah, I'm personally amazed how music affects people's lives and how is kind of the same thing that speaking different languages, mm-hmm, that mm-hmm. you can understand different cultural words without maybe knowing about all that cultural world, but listening carefully to music and how this music has a meaningful impact, how all the symbols, the meanings are attached to a music mm-hmm. and another.
Yeah.
In this case, this is a great case because we are not talking about different words that are far from each other. These guys listen to pop music, to rock and roll, to maybe go to the dance on Saturday, but this particular music is attached to their community mm-hmm. and their way to understand the social and cultural life or the village. So this is pretty huge.
And is it exceptional that you all look young, like young men? Is it exceptional for young men to sing in the Concordu, in that style?
No. For Scanu and other villages that think that it's really interesting is that this music is not a music for old generation. It's very lively. It's very for different generations and there are a lot of young singers that are starting to sing.
I think if you would like to sing something,
yes.
Do you want to speak about what it is you're going to perform?
Yes, now we're going to sing a song that is a dance. People dance this song. The name is Ballo d'Undo. It's a circular dance, okay? So we sing and you will hear that there is a time, okay, that the singer sings and usually people in the events, fests and meetings dance when we sing.
Like they
song.
know the song well enough to know when it's time for them to dance.
Yes, they know. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So it's Ballo d'Undo.
Ballo d'Undo. Okay. Okay, they are just getting themselves situated around the microphone, and I think we're ready.
Tundu su ballo beldeus, tundu fagi del andares, asco sital de gomares, asco sital de gomares, obra toro meu, dendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendendend Casino,
Wonderful. Thank you. Wow. And you, it's almost like you don't even need a microphone. You guys are very, your voices carry very well. Yes.
You heard the good?
What's that?
Do you heard good?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
Yes. Yes. I would. And do you, I guess, you know, is it Christina? Dr. Jacobson?
Yep.
Yes, she said that you were quite loud. Yeah. Like you could do it without a microphone, I think.
Yeah, probably it's for the modulation of the voice.
And is it to our listening audience, in case you're just tuning in, by the way, we are speaking with Sas Bato Colonas, and they are four men from Sardinia, Italy, and they sing in a style that's called Concordu, and they will perform at the Outpost Performance Space this Friday night, November the 16th, here in Albuquerque. They are here, I think, also for the Society for Ethnomusicology Conference.
Yep.
And they just performed for us here at the studio. And the way that they perform is in a circle around a singular microphone. Is that always how you perform?
It depends on the stage.
Oh, on the setup.
We can sing also with two mics, and one for the singer and another one for our three for the choir.
Mm-hmm. And do you ever? Do you switch roles? Like sometimes you sing and maybe then he doesn't, or
actually, no?
No, it's very specific.
No.
For your voice.
We do this when we are in informal situations, like meetings with friends.
Sure.
But our rule is this one. Yeah.
And what is there something that sparked your interest in this versus being in a punk band or a rock and roll band or playing the blues? Why did you just want to make sure that you retain and continue this traditional style of singing from Sardinia? Is it to keep it alive?
We have a great passion for this singing. So you can do many things. You can have many hobbies, many interests, and this is, for example, Diego told about this, and we are different in interests. Okay, so if, for example, I like rock music, and I sing in a rock band, and Antonio likes other music, and Antonio can sing other in other bands, for example. But this is what relate us.
Okay.
So for us this is a great passion. Okay.
Yeah, if you've been doing it since 2002, that's 16 years.
Yes.
It's a long time.
Yes.
And I see, too, that you have performed in Europe, in some places within Sardinia, as well as it says, beyond Southern Europe, you've performed in Belgium, Spain, and Germany.
Yeah.
And that you also have released an album that's about 6 years old. It looks like Antiguos Trazos.
Yeah.
And is that available
on Spotify?
Yeah. On Spotify.
Spotify,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And you can buy it in iTunes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And what is my question? Do you also have other jobs? Like, is this your focus and what you do all the time?
This is not our job.
No, yeah.
No, this is just a pleasure for us.
Yes.
And it's good that we can travel around the world to show and to introduce our singing, but this is not our job. Everyone has his job.
And do you feel that you, when you do go to other places that, like here, I'm sure there's people are probably not, and I mean, I'm a music DJ and I hadn't heard of Concordu.
Yes.
I imagine you get reaction, you know, you get probably sort of amazed reactions from audiences who have never seen vocalization performance like this.
Always when we sing in front of people that have never heard this kind of singing, it's amazing for us because people listen.
Yeah.
Okay. In for example, you know, in our places when we go to sing, it's normal that in front of 100 people, 60 people are talking of other things.
Oh,
or
they're not paying
not listening.
Attention. Right.
Okay. And but it's normal in Sardinia because
you can hear.
Yes. Abroad is different because it's a singular thing.
And have you had any? Have you performed at all? Because I think I read something. It says that that the performance, I don't know if this is the one that's at Outpost, it says it's a unique lecture performance, which will be mediated and translated by you, Diego. Is that the one for Outpost, or is that something different?
I'm thinking that the one at Outpost, I will be giving an introduction
explaining it,
set the context, the Sardinian and the Scano Montiferro context, to talk about a little bit the voices and the kind of tradition. But I strongly think that to leave voice to the music.
So, and
the lectures that we are giving to the University of New Mexico are mediated by me, so they have like a little bit of a lecture part. But is always dialogical, no?
Okay.
All the research that I'm caring about, it's have a dialogical approach it doesn't. It sets up the context of a dialogue between me and the guys.
Right. So, okay. Yeah. And is the conference open? I know there's a day today that it's open to anyone, that anyone can go. And they had an event today. There was a poster here from 9 to 5. It's at Hotel Albuquerque. But do you have to register otherwise? Like, or do you have to be a member of the Society for Ethnomusicology to go? Or you can just go and register and
for their normal calendar of the conference, you have to be a member.
Part of it, yes.
And to register to the conference. It's kind of a... I think that it's one of the two most important conferences in ethnomusicology of the world.
No.
It's a big
deal. So it's a big deal that it's here,
a big deal,
too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
I presented at last SEM conference. It was in Denver, Colorado, 1 year ago. and I presented a paper about my research on Sabato Colonna's Concordo.
And does that have you going back and forth to Sardinia a lot because you're studying them?
A lot. I just left Canada now, and now I'm back in Sardinia because I'm starting my field work. My field work.
Oh, okay.
But the fact is that my research with these guys it's on from like more than 10 years. Now we'll do related to my PhD, but that's a really long past.
Yes,
and
right.
It's not a research. It's like a true friendship.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the best kind of research.
And mixes a lot of different things because I came interested on their music, came really great fan, especially with Antioco. Antioco is our organizers. Organizes a really good rock festival in Scano di Montiferro. And I went with my bands playing different times. So it's a really good relationship that it's all about the music.
Right, because you play, and I think I saw that too, you have a punk band or a blues, or you made a blues music.
It's like
music.
A blues punk band.
Right,
kind of.
Called King Howl.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, I think we have time if you would like to sing another song, and then we'll certainly make sure that we let listeners know the time of your show and where you can get tickets, and you can go see Sabato Colonna in person. And so if you're up for that, you can sing it. Would you like to sing another song?
Yes.
Is that the proper way to say sing? Even though, well, I guess you're singing, but is that correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
So I want that Stefano, Antonio, and Francesco greet the people from the radio.
Oh,
say,
sure.
Say hello to.
You can say whatever you want. You
people.
Can say in Sardinian.
You can say hello. Ciao.
Ciao.
Ciao a tutti.
Ciao.
Okay.
Because you know, you guys can listen when you get back to Sardinia. We have we're gonna post this on our website.
Wow.
So you can listen to it from forever.
Okay, fantastic.
Yeah.
So it's kind of scary.
So now we're gonna do a song named Mutos.
Mutos.
Yes, it's the name of a kind of metric of a poetry.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right.
Un udel alzo a tessere m'ha dato una signora solito il sundenie. Uno dell'alzo a tessere non bio mai isora. Devi unire a te naragando de tessere. M'ha dato una signora naragando pote d'essere de mi unire a te non bio mai isora.
Wonderful. And that, if it was called Muto?
Multos.
Multos. Okay. Thank you so much. That we have been chatting with Diego Pani and Sabato Colonna. They are vocalists for young men from Sardinia, and they sing in a style that's called Concordo. And they will be performing this Friday night at the Outpost Performance Space here in Albuquerque, this Friday night, the 16th. And you can find out more info and get tickets, I'm sure, at outpostspace.org.
Yep.
It's not sold out or anything, hopefully.
No, but it's like selling
close?
Really, really good.
Yes, because it's a great and intimate, it's a small space. Have you been there? Have you seen it yet?
From the outside.
Oh,
just passing
okay.
by the with a car.
Oh, I think it seems like it would be a perfect venue for your style of singing. It's a small, nice, intimate space. I don't know if you have anything else you'd like me to share or like to say.
Yeah, I want to acknowledge like the great effort made by Christina Jacobsen, professor.
She's
Christina
a professor here at UNM,
at UNM, yeah.
Right? She's a professor of ethnomusicology, is that right?
Yes. Or? Yes, it's musical anthropology, but
okay.
She is such a wonderful ethnomusicology, and she recently began research in Sardinia Island. So we met in Sardinia Island, and we have really a great small tour I organized for
her. Yes.
Different gigs. We became friends, and it's a great relationship brought us here. And she made an incredible work organizing this really, really good
week. Understand. And everyone's staying with host families.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
She told me there's more sheep than people in Sardinia. Is that true?
Probably.
Yeah. Half and half, I think.
Yeah. Half and half, okay.
Yeah. Okay, and anything else you would like to say? You can say,
just,
I don't know.
Just to say hello to everybody, and hope that people can listen for us in
yes.
the outpost.
Oh, and also, too, if you can't, either way, you can also find their album called Antiguos Trazos on Spotify.
Yes, of
and
course.
And iTunes.
Yes,
and,
of course.
Do you have a website?
Facebook page.
Oh, Facebook page. Okay.
It's the name of our
yes, group. And like I said, we will also, we have a post already up on the website, but we will put the content of your performance today and in our interview today up there as well.
Okay.
And I thank you so much for coming. It's been highly enjoyable and
thank you,
very
Tania.
Talented, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Ciao.